First off, this morning we've got tornado watch that's currently in effect for the region until the mid-morning hours. There's likely to be some adjustment to that based on storm trends here this morning. But primarily, we've got a broken line of storms back to the west of the area, and that activity will be moving in probably around daybreak or shortly thereafter. So there is very strong potential for severe storms with this activity producing large hail, damaging winds, and even some isolated tornadoes. So as we go into the morning drive for work and school, to definitely be weather aware as far as the incoming weather from the west. Kind of what we had overnight, we actually had some what we call supercell thunderstorms that developed over west central Arkansas, and they actually moved up across parts of northeast Arkansas. And what we've been seeing for the last probably 12 hours or so is kind of a cap as far as the atmosphere goes, and that's almost like a lid that the atmosphere, the lower levels kind of put on the setup. I guess you kind of think of it as like a boiling pot of water with a cover on top, and as the water gets hotter, it tries to basically blow the cover off if you're not careful with it on the stove. But that's kind of what happened overnight as things worked over the region. The storms that did develop finally were able to basically break through that cap and develop into severe thunderstorms. So it's not something uncommon with storm structures and stuff, but that's just something one of the many elements we had to deal with forecasting severe weather and timing and strength and such. So that's one of the elements that goes into that. So as far as the forecast goes, this activity that's be moving through this morning, primarily the occurring ahead of a cold front that's just about to enter the northwest corner of Arkansas, and that front will be moving through the region here as we go through the morning hours. So once we get this activity initially through the region, we'll see a decrease in chances of rain here as we go mainly into the early to mid-afternoon hours, and we'll see much calmer conditions return for the latter part of the work week. Looks like for the most part, it'll be drier, and we'll see temperatures definitely be cooler for at least for a couple days. But as it is heading into mid-April, temperatures will tend to rebound here as we get towards the weekend. So we're looking at highs generally in the probably low to mid-60s Thursday and Friday. Then by the weekend, we'll be warming back up into the upper 60s to lower 70s. So looks like as we head towards Easter, we're looking for dry conditions and much calmer weather that we will see over here in the next 12 to 18 hours.